Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So, today's Am I the Jerk involves asking for help on someone's birthday and being unapologetic about it. Okay.
What do you mean? Wait.
Let's hear her out.
Okay, I'm listening.
She said, because listen to this, she said, hi, Allie and DZ. She emailed this in to amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. She said, hi, Allie and DZ. I'm risking losing my best friend of more than 10 years over an apology.
And you thought writing to us was going to get okay.
She's all smart, right. Smart gal. Love it. All right. Uh-huh. She said, here's the story. You know where to go. Because we'll make it worse before we make it better.
Hey, listen, we're going to have a good time regardless.
She said, here's the story. My daughter came home from her dad's complaining of some pain. My husband and I work opposite schedules, and we have a total of 5 kids. Both of my parents are deceased. I don't have much support other than my best friend and occasionally my husband's parents. I needed to take my daughter into urgent care the next morning and had no one to stay with my 4 other young children. So I asked my best friend if she could come by for an hour or so. Now, this particular day was her birthday, but I asked if she was doing anything around 8 a.m. Oh, God, on her birthday. And if she could help, and she could help me out. Instead of saying no or telling me she has plans, she got mad at me for asking for help on her birthday and she did not talk to me for weeks. She stopped sharing her location with me and ignored my texts. When she finally did reach out, she demanded an apology, called me prideful, and said I wasn't thoughtful. I did tell her happy birthday and did have a gift, so I didn't just disregard her day and ask for help.
Okay.
Am I the jerk?
Good.
Am I the jerk for refusing to apologize for something I'm not genuinely sorry for? I wasn't asking for her to babysit so I could go on a date. My daughter needed medical attention. Love you guys, and thanks for your help. So...
Don't butter us up at the end.
Yeah, girl, please. So basically, her best friend of more than 10 years, it was her best friend's birthday. Pretty much. And she needed help with watching her 4 little kids because her husband was at work and she had to take one to the doctor. So she asked her to come at 8 a.m. on her birthday. Annoying. First of all, that was annoying. The fact
I'm
that you
mad.
Asked.
Yeah,
I'm
8 a.m. I mean, granted, we wake up at 4 a.m.
It doesn't matter.
I'm bothered regardless.
Yeah, but that's a choice. And now we got to be somewhere at 8? No, thanks.
True. On my birthday, when you know I wasn't doing nothing at 8 a.m.?
So, so hold on. So let's just have a hypothetical.
But they knew you were free.
Yeah.
That's your best friend.
That's your best friend. And do you love those kids? That's like you asking me to come watch Sandy and Danny
nephews.
And me being like, ugh. I'd be so excited. I'd be like, oh. It's like she's not even excited. No, she doesn't even want to help her kids.
But the kids that have no, they got nothing to do with this. She's, I think, respectfully keeping the children out of the situation, even though they're completely involved
they're
in the situation.
Totally involved.
They're the crux of the situation. Mm-hmm. She's going, man, forget them kids. It's my birthday. I wanted to, I definitely don't want to watch him at 8 a.m. And you really didn't even like address me properly.
True.
I think she could have buttered her up on the front end so that she didn't risk like, losing a friend on the back end.
It's a matter of like, she feels like she wasn't, one's going, you're being selfish asking me to help you on your birthday. And the other's going, you're my best friend and my kid needed medical attention. I don't care what
girl, you my go-to. What? I don't care, man. It could have been your wedding anniversary, birthday, and your mama's passing funeral. I don't care. I don't, if I needed the help, I'm going to ask my most trusted people. As wild as it sounds, it does not matter. If I can't do it, I'm going to fall back on those who I know will for me. When you say no, that's another scenario, but she ain't even say no. She just lashed out.
Well, she did. That's what I agree. It says, instead of saying no, or saying she had plans, she got so mad she didn't talk to me for weeks. She stopped sharing her location and ignored my text. So the friend with the birthday has overreacted and clearly was looking for an out. She's mad at
you. A little OD. Can we agree on that? She was looking for some reason to be upset at somebody, and for some reason she took it out on you.
Well, and now because she's wiling out, we don't even feel like the other girl has to apologize. But the reality is, if you would have just apologized to whoever wrote in and said, you know what, I know it's your birthday. I'm sorry. You know what? My kids are... But she's going, bleep you. My kids come before you. And this is a real awkward situation now. Because instead of
she's not wrong.
100%. But that doesn't mean they come first for the friend who she has to come over and watch them. She's going, my birthday comes first.
Her birthday can't come first. I respect her for holding her ground and saying yada yada. No. Well, she didn't say no again. She got a little defensive.
Yeah.
But it's your people. Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the ones that you love and trust and will literally go to battle for and almost expect them to go to battle for you. Like you said, she didn't care what day it was.
Nope.
She shouldn't have mattered what day it was. I look at birthdays differently. I wouldn't have cared what day it is.
Yeah, she said, am I the jerk for refusing to apologize for something I'm not genuinely sorry for? So it's not even necessary. She's not even asking, am I the jerk for asking for help on her birthday, which is what it should have been. She's asking, because that's what it should have been when she wrote this.
That's what it should have been.
But she's saying at the end, am I the jerk for refusing to apologize for something I'm not sorry for?
Well, we ain't fixing no racism. We ain't changing no opinions.
God.
I'm gonna say yeah. I'm gonna say yeah.
Because if it's your best friend, you're a jerk. I agree.
An apology is gonna go a long way. And you're saying, what, man? Forget her. It's about my kids, though. I get it.
It was still her birthday too. The kids are
her friend ain't got no kids. That's all I know. Her friend ain't got
clearly.
No kids.
That's why her friend was like, don't call me. You gotta have kids to get it.
8 a.m. and you wasn't awake. You ain't got no kids. You ain't got no babies. Stop the cap.
They're teens.
That part. Okay, fair enough. That part.
All right. So she wants to know if she's a jerk for refusing to apologize for something she's not genuinely sorry for. 414-533-1037. I'm going to say jerk because you know what? It's your friend. She's upset. Just say sorry. It's on her birthday for crying. Just say, you know what? I couldn't have controlled this, but sorry.
You caught me at the end with something that makes me want to say not the jerk.
What? Tell me.
Don't fake apologize to your people just to apologize. But I know sometimes you just got to do it. Sometimes it's for them.
Not for you. It's for them.
But the situation came from you. Mm. And if you're not sorry about it, they're the ones that lashed out. Maybe it's on them to apologize. They're the ones that stopped sharing their location. They're the ones that flipped the script on you.
All
you did was ask for some help, dog. What?
And then they got mad at you. Okay, you know what? Don't bring me around. I've already decided.
Stop trying to convince me,
DZ. Forget you.
Full compass. No, wait, you're a jerk. It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So she wants to know if she's a jerk for refusing to apologize for something she's not genuinely sorry for. DZ, she's mad because she asked her friend to come babysit at 8 a.m. on her friend's birthday so she could take her kid to the doctor. And her friend snapped and was like,
lashed.
Said, why are you going to ask me to come help on my own birthday at 8 a.m.?
On my birthday?
No!
Bro, now I know why people that call say, I'm on the fence on this one because I could be on both sides for this one.
You really could be. Kyle is calling from Sheboygan. Hi, Kyle. Good morning.
Morning. How's it going?
It's going. First time calling DZ, this guy. Hi, Kyle. You ready for this?
Kyle?
Let's go. What do you think, jerk or not the jerk?
Going not the jerk with this one.
Explain.
Ooh. Okay, yeah.
I mean, I don't think she's a jerk for it. I mean, you got a best friend. To me, that's just code. Like, hey, I got your back. Like, it's a medical thing, too. Like, it ain't just, oh, hey, can you come help me do some yard work or something? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, kid needs a medical attention. You got kids at home.
So,
you know, and she didn't even, she didn't ignore what day it was. I mean, she got her.
Mm-hmm. I like where you're going with this. It wasn't for nothing, and she didn't do her bogus and skip the day. She was like, baby girl, I get that it's your birthday, but
girl.
I need your help. You know what I'm saying?
Stop doing that everywhere. I go, baby girl.
He saved his career with that one.
Baby
but
girl.
Nah, Kyle,
did,
Kyle's on to
Drake
something.
Drake did save his career with baby girl.
Kyle's on to something because she said, baby girl, I know it's your birthday, but yes, this isn't not for nothing. It's not so I could do yard work. It's not so I could go on a date. It's not so I could tra-la-la. Through the tra-la fields, mm-hmm. It's so I could take my baby. I need you to take the other babies, man. Mm-hmm. Kyle, yes sir, yes sir.
Yeah. All right, fine.
I mean, that's
what.
Yeah, I mean,
you're
that's
bringing
the thing,
me around.
You know, your best friend's. You know, my best friend says something and needs something. Like, I don't care what day it is. Like, I got you.
My birthday no longer matters because now my niece or nephew needs help. You know, I swear. Like, I don't know. That's my. That's just
when it comes. Especially when it comes to kids. I mean, you know, you got to take care of the kids, and I mean.
Well,
so, yeah, birthday,
but you
whatever.
Gotta respect her for standing 10 toes on bleep them kids.
That's what I was gonna say. Everybody says that till it's their birthday. And then all of the sudden, there they are. You know, I'm telling you. Unbelievable. All right, Kyle, thanks for calling.
No problem.
Bye, baby
Appreciate
girl.
It, man. Baby good baby boy. Call again. Let's get you a theme song.
Ooh-wee. All right, bye, Kyle. This poor guy. First time calling
in. He was like, I'm never calling them again.
He probably
again.
Doesn't even
fools.
Know what the hell we're talking about. He's like, baby girl.
These ADHD MSOBs.
That's what makes the show good, though, DZ, is we don't know what the hell we're doing half the time. Okay, next up on the phones, after Kyle said, not the jerk, for refusing to apologize for something that she's not genuinely sorry for, because she asked her friend for help on her birthday. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Janine in West Dallas. Hi, Janine.
Good morning.
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 Is she the jerk for refusing to apologize?
She's the jerk for refusing to apologize. Yes, absolutely.
Why?
Okay. You know, friends are friends and whatever. Bygones be bygones. You know, you do what you got to do to keep your friendship going. You know, she's not the jerk for asking, absolutely, because whatever, ride or die is ride or die. You do what you got to do.
That wasn't the question, though.
That wasn't the question, though. I think that's where she's going.
I'm saying she's the jerk for not apologizing.
That's where she's going. She's like, had it been a different question, maybe, but that's not what we're asking.
Yeah.
She's the jerk for not apologizing because you just got to do what you got to do to keep the friendship afloat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, people are human. People make mistakes, whatever.
That's what I said.
Maybe she was feeling like nobody was giving her love and attention on her birthday, so she was like, man, forget you. Even my best friend ask for something instead of just loving on me.
Yeah, but...
See, now we feel bad.
Empathy, that's called putting yourself in the other person's shoes.
That part.
That's
Listen,
called being the bigger person.
You can be dying and I don't want to get up at 8 a.m., but I'll do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Because you're going to need your friend just like she's going to need you.
Janine, I just said that out loud.
That
I didn't mean to. My bad.
It's when the inside thoughts come out.
It's like when your friends ask you to move and you're like, yeah, no.
What did I just do?
I'm kidding. Janine says,
we've all been there, but she's saying,
show up for your friends and apologize is what she's saying. Fine.
Yep.
God, do the right
thing.
All
right, we split.
Whatever.
I didn't think that was going to happen.
All right, bye, Janine. Love you.
Bye, love you.
Bye.
Much
all right.
Love, bye.
Last but not least, I want to pull her up. She's a regular, and she's going to be the tiebreaker. I saw her at Summerfest, DZ. I ran in. There I was.
Who? Who's you going to Summerfest without me with?
Anna in Milwaukee.
Oh, wow.
Hi, DZ.
Anna.
Nah, don't hide, DZ. Y'all be conspiring.
You're right.
Me.
We had a good time without you. In fact, there I was at the bar at Summerfest, and I heard Allie, and I turn around. I see Anna and her whole family, her two sons, who, by the way, Anna's been listening.
Rub it in more.
She's been listening for so long that I remember when her kids were little, and they're like men now. So
now they're grown.
Her two grown men's sons and her husband are standing there. I go, what the hell? So, Anna, it was phenomenal to see you at Summerfest.
Yeah, you too. Yeah, my kids didn't believe me. They're like, that's not Allie. I'm like, that's Allie right there.
They didn't think
Close
it
Close your eyes and listen to her talk.
Come on, it's me.
They didn't recognize you. Well, yeah, they didn't recognize
What was it? The 150 pounds, the new boobs? What was it?
I think it was just to see you in public.
They're like, that's not Allie. Looks like a totally different person.
Allie looks like a car radio mom. Duh.
Oh my gosh. So Anna, seriously, you're the tiebreaker though. She wants to know if she's a jerk for refusing to apologize for something she's not sorry for.
I'm gonna say not the jerk because she's not sorry, so apologizing is not gonna do anything like DC says. You know, she's not gonna mean it.
Sometimes she's not real with her friends. Yeah, but sometimes your friends just want you to acknowledge that you like did them wrong, even though she didn't really do it. I mean, I feel like the birthday girl...
She acknowledged on the front end that it was bogus asking her for help on her birthday.
The birthday girl snapped. I'm not denying that. She went way too far. The birthday girl was looking for an out, in my opinion, of this friendship.
She was looking to be mad at somebody.
Yeah, 100%. My best friend calls and she needs, you know, her daughter's sick and she needs, you know, and she already said happy birthday, but even if she didn't, it's like, it's your best friend, you know, and you know, you're upset because it's your birthday and she's asking you to do her a favor.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think they're best friends, if you ask me.
Clearly. Well, it's not the jerk.
Liz, I do not think they're best friends. Wow. That's for sure.
Well, I guess we decided today the moral dilemma is if you're not sorry, don't apologize. I'm going to remind everybody of this one day when this dilemma comes back, everybody.
Nah, I'm going to say sorry.
Oh, look, there he is. Look, there he is. Okay, Anna, goodbye. I have to go deal with DZ now. Goodbye.
Goodbye, fam. Much love.
Unbelievable. Oh, my God. So, all right, not the jerk for refusing to apologize. I think that we might have felt worse for the birthday girl if she hadn't flipped out so much, but her reaction made us lose, like, any
morality, like, backing for her. Because had she not flipped out so much, different.
It's too much.
Had the girl that asked for help been asking for different help, or had there not been kids involved, it's literally situation by situation. Mm-hmm. And this was, you know, she said decent jerk today.
Bleep Nobody wants to have a best friend who says bleep them kids to your own kids. So
they're
you know what?
Be best friends.
No, this is
why friends try to get. This is why y'all be trying to get pregnant at the same time because you don't want to lose your best friend. Ooh, I'm figuring out the blueprint.
Wait,
ooh,
what? I never did that. Who does that?
Y'all ain't sneaky at all.
Hold on. This is a thing? Are they trying to get pregnant together?
People try to get pregnant together all the time.
Oh, my God. That's fine.
I hear people say, we got to get pregnant at the same time.
I'm over here trying not to get pregnant. Shoot.
I swear. Listen.
I'm over here like, is the IUD in, doc?
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve. I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Can we do two, doc?
Can you double coat it over there?
What's the arm shot? Can we get that extra just for safety? Toss me a couple of them cups.
Oh, we're
all right, anyway, get me out of here, man.
We're off the rails for real.
Get me out of here, man.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.